I was kind of raised in Billings and was in high school in Billings when I got my very first job in radio, which was at KOYN, another of those call letters that doesn't exist anymore. And I worked at COYN starting when I was about 15, and my family moved to Casper when I was 17, so by the time I ended up down there at NCHS, I already had a couple of solid years of radio experience behind me.
You trekked down to the radio station to say, hey man, can I have a job?
Huh? First thing I did after I got enrolled in high school was send tapes out and take tapes around to all the radio stations. There were only three in those days. I don't know what exists now, but it was KVOC, KATI, and KTWO. And Ken and Misha Prather, who owned Katie at that time, hired me as their weekend kid. And the rest was kind of radio history for me.
Talk about some of the people who were there when you were there. I know you. They still had the night train, and Ken and Misha were on the air in the mornings. Talk a little bit about some of the coworkers that you were with then.
Well, Ken was a sweet, amiable guy. He was not only the owner, but he ran the morning show. I recall vividly that he used the song Timothy from the Mr. Lucky soundtrack as his theme song, Henry Mancini. To this day, I can't hear that song without thinking of lovable Ken Prather. Everybody in those days used a theme song. My own was Cannonball by Duane Eddy. Ken worked mornings. I remember late evenings was run by Armin Noble. He, the Hootie Owl program. And it was odd that the whole thing was done pre-recorded. I would go in after school and pre-record my program. It was done on a giant jukebox-type machine in the production room. You would just lay down voice tracks. That was Bobby V. Here's Joni Sommers. That was Joni Sommers. Now here's so-and-so. It would take you about 15 minutes to lay down a two-hour show. Armin did a longer show. I think it was more like 4 hours. So I had to rush in, get my voice tracks laid down, and then get out of there so Armin could get his done. And then I guess we both listened to our individual shows later in the evening. It was a funny way to do a show, but something interesting to look back on.